If you are a Christian coach, speaker, or influencer, this is the right place. You're listening to the Keep Writing Podcast, a resource for biblical encouragement, spirit-led wisdom, and practical ideas as you answer God's calling to increase your authority by becoming an author. I'm Nika Maples, and I can help you write your next book so that you can take your business to the next level while advancing the kingdom and transforming people in Jesus' name.
Have you caught yourself thinking, I've already tried everything? Oh, you have you? You've lived in the Rwandan jungle with the silverback gorillas. You've eaten filet mignon 3 times a day for an entire year. You've called the White House and personally asked for a refund. No, you have not already tried everything. The thought, I've already tried everything, or its sneaky cousin, I've already tried that, will be very unhelpful to you on your journey to establish a career as a writer and a speaker. It's a limiting belief. It's a decision to think that one random sentence in your brain is the most true sentence that's swimming around in there, even though there are plenty of other viable options. Like, what's wrong with maybe that will work? Or I'm willing to try again. Or I'm the right person for the job. Because all of those sentences are in your head too, but you aren't listening to them. Nope, you're not paying attention at all. We're going with the already tried everything narrative. Full throttle, let's go. Now, why would you choose to think that? When you know good and well that you haven't tried even a fraction of the options that are available to you. The only reason you want to trust a limiting belief is because you think it will protect you from something. So what is it protecting you from? Embarrassment, usually. We aren't willing to be embarrassed. We think trying the same thing again because it didn't work the first time will cause us more embarrassment, and we simply aren't willing to buy success with embarrassment, but that's often the price that's required. I hate to break it to you. Besides, there are plenty of biblical reasons to try the same thing over and over again. In fact, let's read one. John 21:4-6. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat and you'll get some." So they did, and then they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. That's so good, isn't it? What if the disciples had said, "Lower the nets again? Nah, we've already tried everything." What if the outer limit of their belief was that they had fished all night, and if they still hadn't caught any, then it was game over? That's all they were gonna do. Well, then they would have missed the miraculous bounty that the Lord was wanting to give them. Psst. Do you know why abundance is rare in the church these days? It's because most people stop when their effort runs out. But when your effort runs out, that's precisely when Jesus' effort takes over completely and miracles are released. Let's read 2 Kings 13:16-17, about a king who came to the prophet Elisha to ask for help in defeating his enemies. Elisha told him, "Put your hand on the bow." And Elisha laid his own hands on the king's hands. Then he commanded, "Open that eastern window." And he opened it. Then he said, "Shoot." So he shot an arrow. Elisha proclaimed, "This is the Lord's arrow, an arrow of victory over Aram, for you will completely conquer the Arameans at Aphek." Then he said, "Now pick up the other arrows and strike them against the ground." So the king picked them up and struck the ground 3 times. But the man of God was angry with him. "You should have struck the ground 5 or 6 times," he exclaimed. "Then you would have beaten Aram until it was entirely destroyed. But now you'll only be victorious 3 times. Ouch! Isn't that terrible news? The king stopped short and he missed total victory. Don't let that happen to you. So the next time that you find yourself thinking, "I've already tried everything," something better you can think is, sometimes the best things happen when you try one more time.
Are you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? I love creating weekly lessons that will bring value and insight to you on your writing, publishing, and book marketing journey. When you listen to my podcast, you learn through your ears. But when you watch my YouTube channel, you learn through your eyes and your ears, making double the impact in half the time. See you over on YouTube.